Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about campus in Chinese. We have Mauricio Rossi. Mauricio is the co-founder and vice chairman of H Farm. Hi, 你好.
Hi.
Ciao.
Yeah. Ciao.
Good morning. Right. About the campus, you have a fascinating incubator in Venice called H Farm, and then it's also a campus.
Correct. You're right. It's the campus. The H campus is the natural evolution of the H Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So if the H Farm project started from the business side of the next generation and the young people interested to start new business, that's the way we started with H Farm. The H campus is more connecting and intersecting with the education component, because the young people and the next generation that represent the future are those one that with the technology can change the world and try to make the world a better place. They need a completely different education approach. So we want the kids to learn the entrepreneurial attitude since very young.
Right. Wow. I can't wait to visit when it's completed. Okay. The way to say campus in Chinese, it's 校园.
校园.
Yes. And then actually the first word is similar to my name, but different tone.
Yeah.
校园.
校园.
Yes. So there are two words. The first word is 校.
What does it mean?
That means the school. Yeah. So there are two parts. The first part, it's actually the word on the left. And then the second part, that means interchange. That's an exchange, to meet up. So it's a phonic semantic word. So in this case, you can consider, yes, that's where people exchange ideas. But 校 means school.
Okay.
And then 园, 园 means garden.
I love Chinese. I love the Chinese.
Yeah, the school garden.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and the garden character, it is like a big circle around it. Imagine that's a square rectangle or square shape in the outside. And then in the middle, that means something spacious or roomy. So a place with a little boundary and not necessarily physical. And then that means garden. And so the school garden is campus, 校园.
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 That's it. So in the H Farm 校园, you will be able to accommodate thousands of students. And then there are three things, as you mentioned, they need to acquire. First is entrepreneurship, and then technology. And the third is design, which is the expertise for many Italian people. And then I can understand, like, technology and design, there are certain skill you have to really to train and to go through the learning process. But then in terms of entrepreneurship, do you think that is something we can educate people to have, or that's something based on the personality more?
That's a very good question. I think it's a kind of attitude that fostering this attitude since the school age. I think it's possible, maybe not people can become just entrepreneurs in the sense of business we consider entrepreneurs, but more mm-hmm. entrepreneurs of themselves.
Yeah, so it sounds like you are creating a Silicon Valley in the beautiful part of the world, Venice.
Yeah.
The historical city with the beauty, the culture, the history. And now you bring the human elements of it and modern technology, innovation, entrepreneurship.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what a great model.
Yeah, it's a much more sexy and stylish than Silicon Valley.
It is, it is. So how many companies are there in H Farm now?
You know, it's we have several programs.
Mm-hmm.
Programs today are related with big corporations, big group.
Yep.
So we run multiple programs every year. We have except of our portfolio of investments that is still activity. We do that.
Yep.
We invested over $25 million in seed to seed startups. I think we have a portfolio of about 140 companies. But every quarter, we start at least two programs for big groups, yeah, like Cisco, Deutsche Bank, TechnoGM. And every program connect at least 100 startups, and only few of them get be chosen to develop pilots for corporates.
Yeah, I can see that the combination between your incubator, the H Farm, the main business, with H Farm Xiaoyuan, the campus, actually addressed a very important challenge nowadays. Now, everybody is talking about when in the future, when the machine and artificial intelligence takes over a lot of people's jobs, then what would be the next step in terms of what it would be the type of jobs people would do? It's a big issue across the world. And what you're doing, in fact, you are bringing the children, the young people, from very early age. First, entrepreneurship cannot be replaced by machine. And the ability to innovate cannot be replaced by machine. And machine doesn't have good design sense. And in this case, you are actually training the next generation of leaders, because those people with the skills, with the quality of being entrepreneurial, then they can't be replaced by the machine in the future.
That's exactly the meaning. That's putting the human at the center and getting very conscious about the role of the technology,
mm-hmm,
and the needs to reinvent,
yeah,
the existence of the human into a society where technology needs to be designed around ourselves.
No, you've been a pioneer of this concept. It's been 15 years there. And then do you think about expanding the H Nongzhuang and H Xiaoyuan concept into different countries? Because I can see it's badly needed everywhere.
Yeah, it's something we are considering. We need special partners for that.
Yeah,
I believe eastbound, I believe Asia, I believe China can be great for our concept.
Right, we need to bring humanity to all the technologies for sure.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Mauricio, for sharing with us the fascinating H Farm concept. And then it's such a great, successful business. And I hope one day I can see H Farms everywhere in different countries, especially in China.
Hopefully.
Right. Thank you so much. So today we talk about campus, Xiaoyuan, and then to say the farm is Nongzhuang. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow to listen to our next episode. Bye, Mauricio. Ciao. 谢谢.
Bye. Ciao. 谢谢.